Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, birthday girl, and welcome back, everybody, to the show. To be with me, it's 866-444-3478. Some people are writing in on Facebook with suggestions about the little birds out there. They're moving around some now. I put a box out there in case they wanted to get in there and some water. A couple people mentioned that those two things might help. People have suggested that they're some kind of raptors and some people doves. They don't look like really either one, so we'll figure it out. I think they're going to be fine, though. We've been talking about the ice damage that we've had through the south here, specifically tree damage. And if you've got some questions about that or any other thing about landscaping, farming, ranching, whatever, compost making, give us a call, 866-444-3478. Let's see, caller couldn't hold, wanted to know how to handle the destruction from the tractors cutting up branches from trees. Wish they had stayed around. I assume that means tracks, trenches in the yard, in the soil. The best thing to do is just wait on that, and when it's thawed out and you can work the soil, it would be better for it to dry out a fair amount so it's not sopping wet before you try to work with it. Once it has dried out to where it's just moist soil, you can work it pretty well, and you'll just have to use hand tools, hose, and turning forks and shovels and things like that to level it out. You may end up having to replant some grass. But the key is wait until the moisture has gone away from it being muddy to just being moist soil before you try to work it. Then it's very easy to move it around and work it and smooth it out and use a turning fork to stab under it and lift up, you know, various kinds of things like that. This hour is brought to you by my books. I've got 14 or so, kind of lost count. One of them was a little swatcher, and I can't remember if it counts in the 14 or not, but the books are all, with the exception of the design book, Landscape Design Texas Style, they're all still available. There's information on Facebook about them. My most current one is the Organic Management for the Professional, which is not just for professionals. It's detailed information so anybody can understand the natural organic process and why we do a lot of the things that we do. The Organic Manual, the little red book, is the one that is the least regionalized. Well, the Professional book's is also a non-regional book. It's good anywhere. But one of the things that dawned on us some time ago, after for years calling the Texas Bug Book and the Herbs for Texas and various names for Texas, the books work pretty well for anybody anywhere in the country. Especially, I would recommend the Herb Book and the Texas Bug Book if you haven't got any of the books. Big book that has kind of a compilation of all my books, Texas Gardening the Natural Way, fits into this category as well. There are two big exceptions when you do a book about what my subject is for being able to use it anywhere in the country. One is timing, when you do things, and the other is specific varieties of plants. Obviously, we grow different things in California and Florida than we do in North Dakota and Maine and even Texas. But how you prepare a bed properly and how you plant plants properly and how you control insect and disease problems and all those basic kinds of things are the same coast to coast and border to border. So I hope some of my books help you, and they are available from the usual sources, Amazon and various mail order places, the Natural Organic Warehouse, and various other mail order places. The bookstores, Barnes & Noble, still have them in the shelves, too. Not all of them. You'll kind of have to call around if you want all of those, but they're all available by mail or even from the publisher. So hope that helps. My tea I finally got into, and it's good. It's a base of the ginger like I like to do, and then honey. I was reading an article the other day about how good, lemon is for your digestion. Warm lemon. If you drink warm lemon tea first thing in the morning or before you have meals, especially for people who have digestive problems of any way, it can be a great benefit. And it's just a real nice tea. Ginger together with the lemon is just a terrific taste. I didn't put the honey in today because I wanted to see how it tasted without it. But honey is always, you know, good local raw honey is always a good addition. Anyway, to the phones, and then we'll get back to a little bit more tree issues, and I'm sure some of them are going to come up, like right now. Gordon and Wiley. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning, sir.
I just turned you on a little while ago, and I understand you've been talking about trees a lot. We have, I think it's Italian stone pine that got as a Christmas, living Christmas tree, planted it, I don't know, 6 or 8 years ago. It's about 20 feet tall now.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful tree. But it's one of those that took the ice, bent completely in the, into a U shape over against the house.
Right.
And I understand you were talking about the compression damage and the stretching of cells and so forth. That when thawing occurs, all the ice falls off those needles. If I slowly put some tension to try to straighten the thing back up any, do you think that there's any chance I might be able to save that tree?
I think you'll be able to save the tree no matter what, Gordon.
Yeah.
It may be damaged, like if you didn't hear what I was talking about. One of the things that happens when you have that stretching on the top and compression on the bottom, if it's too severe or lasts too long, it forms permanent damage to the vascular system of the tree, and it won't grow as well. So it doesn't mean it's going to die. It just may grow a lot slower and not perform nearly as well as it did in the past. I think that trying to bend it up and help it some might do more damage than good. You might try a little bit of it, but I would be careful. I noticed one of the stone pines that I planted in our neighborhood at one of our old office locations, it had limbs that were really bent down, but the central leader was still straight as an arrow. It looked really real funny. My my big tooth maple did kind of the same thing. It looks like when you have that sort of bending of those lateral limbs, those horizontal limbs, I don't think you're going to have too much damage. It's when the main trunk bends over, and it sounds like that's the case
that's,
with
that's
you.
The main trunk is my problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything as far as the you know, protection of the bark and so forth, if I do put a little bit of tension on that?
No, not really.
I'd
wait till the ice has completely melted off of it before you do it, and do it kind of gently and see how it responds. I'm not sure it's going to do you any good, and there is a possibility, Gordon, that it will do some damage if you start trying to move it up. You're going to be pulling that compressed tissue out, and you're going to be, you know, compressing the stuff that's stretched, and if I guess there's a certain point there where it might do some good, but if you did too much, you're going to just do more damage to the tissue in that tree. What you might end up with is just a really interesting crooked Italian stone pine here.
What,
is it bending away from the house?
No, it's bending toward the house and right across the main sidewalk, so I can't even walk under that right now, and so I'm going to have to do something, either try to lift it back or cut it down. I don't know.
Well, one of the things that you can do is do some pruning on it. The part that's leaning way over, if you look at it, there'll be some lateral limbs that are growing back the other direction,
right,
that are some point down from the tip. Prune down to that point so that the new terminal growth is the one growing out away from the house. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll take off that way.
Okay.
The other thing you can do with pines, and you can do this with any pine, if you want to control the growth of them, in the spring when they put out their candles, You can cut those candles off, and it'll fill back in back toward the trunk. And so toward the house, you might remove the candles, and out away from the house, you might let the candles remain on the tree.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'll give that a try.
Good luck. It's really – I saw something yesterday that almost made me cry. I saw a bald cypress that I – helped a golf course with years and years ago, and it's a big one. It had real lateral branching. It had been damaged some in the past, but it got busted up pretty bad. Most of the trees that didn't get hurt were real stiff structured trees like pin oaks and bald cypress that had real tight horizontal growth. They didn't get hurt at all.
Yeah, well, I've got a bald cypress and a Montezuma cypress that don't seem to have much damage.
Good. That's great. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro, and Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Order today and receive their special offer or buy one, get one free. Call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. Order today. Buy one, get one free. That's 877-655-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink. But now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse, which is located in historic Mineral Wells. And it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water. So good, it's crazy.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The number is 866-444-3478. Thanks for all the tips. Everybody's jumped in, giving all kinds of tips on these two little birds that were out there. I took some of the advice, put out a little bit of water and a little shallow box with some paper towels in there, and they're gone now. So I either insulted them or they were fine all along, but we'll see if they show up again out there. It was difficult getting there. I almost broke my neck getting there because it's so incredibly slick out there. It seems to be getting slicker. So those of you that are planning on being out today, be really careful. Most of the roads here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are very passable, where they've done the thing that I recommend with sand. And by the way, if you didn't hear the first part of it, salt is just a terrible thing to do, and the right thing to do is sand, any kind of sand, just plain old concrete sand. Lava sand's better because it has more grit, more sharp edges. Granite sand, any kind of sand, the minute you put it out, it sets up a texture on the surface of the ice and eliminates the slippage. It's the only thing that makes any sense to do. The salts and the chemicals start melting, and some people think that that's a good thing, and it's really not. It forms some situations that aren't, you know, level and all that, so that's a different problem. The thing that works is sand. Throw it out there and you can walk on it straight away. Next up is Patrick in Kaufman, Texas. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning. I appreciate you. I have almond verbena question.
Okay.
In the spring of 2012, because my good buddy Howard is talking very highly of the almond verbena, I planted four little twigs.
Okay.
So now these things are beautiful, but my Esperanza froze, all right? The almond verbena did not freeze, and the leaves are encased in ice.
As are mine.
Yes, sir. So the question is, I've been growing Esperanza for the last 20 years or so, cut them down to the ground when they freeze, and mulch them with leaves. Do I do the same thing with the almond verbena?
Yeah, I think that the temperatures we're having, Patrick, will completely kill the almond verbena above ground. But it is kind of interesting, isn't it, that the foliage is still just as green as it can be.
And, yes, sir. And like I said, this is my first year. You know, last year, the first year they were planted, they were all right. But this year, they're just big and beautiful and just gigantic. And they've got to be 7 to 8 foot tall.
That's great. Well, listen, they probably will be fine. You never know, because the one thing that I'm worried about with this event that we just had is the fact that it was 85 degrees, you know, 2 days or so before the freeze, you know, 80 to 85. And when you have that dramatic change in temperature, some unknown things can happen. You can lose some plants that you normally wouldn't lose just because of the shock of that change. What I would recommend that you do is, as it starts to thaw out, which I think it will begin to do today, I hope, and tomorrow, I really hope, because I'm going to be out tagging trees myself tomorrow, you need to go ahead and cut the almond verbena down at the ground. Be careful, even with a big old woody perennial like that, as you cut it, if it's bent over, it can fly back up and hit you, so be really careful trimming it. But just leave a couple of inches at the ground, and then cover with a real nice thick layer of the shredded tree trimmings mulch, and that's all you need to do.
Okay. Normally, do they die back to the ground like the Esperanza, or do they just lose their leaves?
It varies. Sometimes they'll stay green all summer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In San Antonio, Bob Webster and I were talking about one that he has in the parking lot of his nursery down in San Antonio. And he's got one that's almost evergreen and has never had any freeze damage. And he has some others that die to the ground every year. So there seems to be a little bit of genetic difference in them depending on where they came from. So the answer to your question is you never know for sure. I have one at the office in the border in the experimental gardens that gets 15 feet every year. And sometimes it dies to the ground, and sometimes it doesn't.
Wow. So, but I'm glad I planted them. They're beautiful.
Oh, they're great. But in this situation, I'm almost positive that the top's going to be killed by this freeze that we're having. The ice on it insulates it, believe it or not, a little bit. So
right. There's
always a possibility. But you're not going to hurt it by cutting it all the way to the ground. It'll come back up. The only negative I've seen from cutting almond verbena all the way to the ground is that it tries to regrow real fast. And some of the shoots are real kind of whippy, and you got to maybe do a little pruning and maybe work with it just a little bit till it develops nice, thick, woody stems again.
Okay, so if the bark dies back, we know it's dead, and just cut it down as much as we have
to. Yeah, it'll probably split open, and I think the sooner you can get it cut back and covered with mulch, the better it'll be.
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, that's a good one. Almond verbena. Boots in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Boots.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have a question. I have found a sack of chocolate. It's Ghirardelli's chocolate, but it's over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And also some candy canes that I've decorated with last year. Can I do anything with those to use them like as fertilizer? 'Cause I'm thinking about chopping it up. I can't put them out in the yard. I have a dog. I don't want him eating it. But could I, like, get a big bucket of water and put all these pieces in it and then use that as a fertilizer?
You can use that just like you'd use dry molasses or liquid molasses, you bet. Put it in water, make a drench, spray it, drench it into the soil. You could also mash all that stuff up, grind it up, and use it in the compost pile, Boots.
Okay.
Either one be fine.
Well, I just hated it's old past.
Let me put you on hold. I got to run. I'll be right back, everybody.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A storm system that has spread snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the nation's midsection is arriving in the mid-Atlantic region today. Officials warning of a major ice event in Virginia. Bad conditions from Texas to Ohio to Tennessee. New England may be next. At least 9 explosions have torn through predominantly Shiite Muslim areas in and around Baghdad today. They hit crowded marketplaces, commercial districts, and car repair shops, killing at least 33 Iraqis. Iran's president says his country opposes the presence of foreign forces in the region. The official news agency, quoting Hassan Rouhani, is telling the visiting Afghan president, Iran believes that, quote, all foreign forces should leave the region. And South Africans of all races are flocking to churches today to honor Nelson Mandela, hundreds attending a mass in Soweto. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin. Third-ranked Auburn now has national championship hopes after winning the SEC title game 59-41 over fifth-ranked Missouri. Trey Mason rushed for 304 yards, four touchdowns for Auburn, which set an SEC championship game record with a total of 677 yards, 545 on the ground. Second-ranked Ohio State had the inside track on a BCS title game appearance until the 10th-ranked Spartans downed the Buckeyes 34-24. Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer.
What makes the loss harder is I really wanted these guys to experience something special, and we are. I imagine there's a chance we'll get invited to a great bowl game. And if we do, they're going to get a very good Buckeye football team that's going to stick together and go try to win a game.
And coming into that game, OSU was the owners of a 24-game winning streak. That is now stopped, but still a very good Ohio State Buckeyes team. This is SRN Sports. Moving right along to NBA action, a big game for the Indiana Pacers. They keep that streak alive. Paul George scored 28 points. The Indiana Pacers improved to an NBA best 18-2 by downing the Spurs 111-100 in San Antonio. David West had 20 points. Lance Stevenson added 15 to help Indiana win at San Antonio for the first time in their last 12 visits. Spurs had a brief lead before the Pacers went on a 42-20 run, bridging halftime. Big NFL action coming up this afternoon. Indianapolis taking on Cincinnati. That's one of the big games. Both teams leading their divisions this year. And a big NFC matchup between the Falcons and Green Bay. Falcons playing for pride. Packers trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Detroit and Philly playing today. Tale of two first-place teams. Miami taking on Pittsburgh. The AFC game in that crowded AFC wildcard picture. Seattle and San Francisco. Carolina faces a tough New Orleans team as well. With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we got open lines here all of a sudden. So jump on here at 866-444-3478. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, sugar is one of the main things that we recommend starting out an organic program, and that's why talking to Boots there, it made sense to use candy and sugar in the compost pile and wherever you need to, because it stimulates biological activity on the front end. We don't necessarily do it forever, although some organic fertilizers do have a certain amount of sugar in them, and that's what it's for, stimulate the beneficial microbes in the soil. And that's one of the three things that we recommend, the organic materials, the rock materials, and the sugars. And the sugars come in various forms. One of the most common ones we use is corn, because corn is such a good disease fighter. It stimulates a beneficial microbe called Trichoderma, and that's what helps with all of the disease issues. Cornmeal stimulating Trichoderma helps with things like brown patch in St. Augustine grass, the black spot on roses, powdery mildew on your squash and other vegetable crops. It's part of the sick tree treatment. And by the way, that's something I really meant to talk about next, and I almost forgot about it. It's such a common recommendation of mine. Any of your trees that have been damaged in the and the ice storm, you know, banged up in any way, that causes some stress. Like I said earlier on, it's not going to kill the trees in most cases unless it splits the tree half in two and it's just so much trauma that the and other things help take the tree on out. But there will be some stress in the tree if it's broken up pretty good. So I recommend the sick tree treatment. The sick tree treatment is not a product. It's a procedure. And it's a procedure where you put out the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation throughout the root zone. And for those of you that have pretty big trees and you have residential size property, you know, the root system is going to cover the whole property. So basically when you do sick tree treatment, residential wise, you're treating the entire property with compost, organic fertilizers, rock materials like green sand and horticultural lava sand, and even granite sand. Zeolite can be a big help. And then on the sugar side, the dry molasses and the cornmeal are the whole ground cornmeal are the main two things that we recommend. It's best to aerate, in other words, punch holes in the ground before you do the work. Now, when you're in the winter and when you're having severe winter like we're having right now, and we may continue to with a little few ups and downs, aerating is fine. It's okay if you fill in the holes. If you leave the holes open, cold air can get down in the holes and maybe do a little damage. So the best thing to do is do it in the fall, the aeration, do it in the fall and do it in the spring. But if you want to go ahead and do the sick tree treatment in the winter, you got two routes. You can leave the aeration out completely and just put the amendments on the surface of the soil. Or you can wait till spring, late winter, early spring, do the aeration then. And the other alternative is to do the aeration whenever the soil isn't frozen or sopping wet, just the right amount of moisture, so you get the holes punched in the ground pretty well, and then fill them completely up. And that only works on a pretty small area because it's hard on a large scale to get the compost and rock materials and everything into the holes to completely fill the holes up. If you do that, there's no problem in doing it in the middle of the winter. That's fine. It's just a lot more work to try to fill up all the holes. Open line for you. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. One of the other common questions is, what about firewood? What about mulch? And all that aspect of it. Some people are especially concerned if they're in areas where there's oak wilt or there was any disease or insect problems on the trees. Should that wood be used? Well, if you're in an oak wilt area or if you had a tree that died or got crushed in this ice storm that you know had oak wilt, live oak, no problem. You can use the firewood. You can grind it up and use it as mulch. If it's red oak, all the advice leans toward putting the firewood of red oaks into a pile out in the full sun and then putting plastic, clear plastic, over the top of it. So you form a greenhouse situation and you kind of bake the wood, and that kills the fungal mats that might be on the red oak. Those don't form on live oak, and so just, you know, using it as firewood is fine. Grinding up either one of them, and this goes with any other tree that you want to use as firewood or use as mulch, I mean, grinding it aerates the wood so well. There's so much oxygenation around each piece and everything that controls the pathogens up to and including the oak wilt, and you can use that material even of an infected tree as a top dressing mulch. A lot of people are worried about plants that you know, have foliage that's diseased and leaving it on the ground or mulching it with it or putting it in the compost pile. And I say do all that because the biological activity that you get from the good organic procedures that we talk about here will neutralize those pathogens. If you've got any concern at all, throw some cornmeal on it, and that will neutralize it absolutely. You could also spray with hydrogen peroxide. That would neutralize it, even bacterial diseases, and it would help with fungal diseases as well. But the other thing, and I ran out of time, and I haven't done it yet. I've got a picture of a couple of roses at the office that are completely they're in bloom. They were in full bloom when this hit, and the flowers are completely encased with ice. And I was going to send that to you. While I was looking at roses around town, and I was noticing this at one of the country clubs where I played the other day on a little bit of a trip. There was really severe rose rosette on some of the knockout roses and some of the other related roses. The first symptoms you'll see, and probably a lot of you are seeing it right now, the new growth, and it'll be a little different now that we've had this freeze, but the last new growth was real dense. It had gotten very compact and kind of gnarly looking and deformed looking. It'll sometimes have more red color. And then if you look at the stems of the roses, if they have the rose rosette disease setting up in the plant, the thorns will be very unusual. You'll see them on one side of the stem and not the other. You'll see them longer than normal. You'll see them clustered together, just real strange relationships on the stems of the thorns relative to what's normally there. You'll also see some little black blotches on the stems. Those are all symptoms of this rose rosette. What you do, as soon as it's thawed out and you can do it, if you have those kind of symptoms on your plants, prune all of that deformed growth away, and you can grind it up and use it in the mulch or in the compost pile if you want to, or you can send it to the landfill and destroy it if you're uncomfortable with it, either one. I'd probably grind it up and treat it with all the organic amendments and kill the disease that way. But then after you have cut it, removed all of the deformed kind of end growth that you're seeing all over the plant, spray with hydrogen peroxide. That'll pretty much knock out the viral-like disease, which is how it's being identified. And then next spring, the new growth should be fine. You will want to spray with Garrett juice with some hydrogen peroxide mixed in as the new growth starts, and probably once a month or something, or maybe even once every 2 weeks if you really had a bad case of it. And, yes, you can get that disease under control. No matter what you'll read in 1,000 different websites out there saying there's no cure for it, there is a cure for it, and it's basically a kind of a glorified sick tree treatment, which has the hydrogen peroxide as part of the spray. Also, clean your tools as you're pruning a diseased plant, especially like roses like that, with hydrogen peroxide. Don't use bleach because it smells terrible and it's not good for the soil, not good for you or anything else. Hydrogen peroxide is, just as cheap and works as well. And when it goes into the soil, it's beneficial. You know, it's got a oxygenating property. You don't want to be drenching with it all the time or spraying all the time with a heavy mixture of hydrogen peroxide. And the reason is it'll kill microbes. If you spray, you're going to be doing some damage to some of your beneficials as well. So just do it when you need to and then back up off of it. Okay, let's see what else we haven't gotten to. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. I want everybody to wait to do work. We had that one call about fixing the trenches in the yard. I wouldn't try to fix any soil when it's still kind of halfway frozen, because if it's starting to thaw out, it's going to be much too muddy. And when you work muddy soil, really super wet soil, you're going to, everywhere that tool goes in the soil, it's going to be glazing surfaces. It's going to be smearing that, in clay soils especially, sandy soils not as much, but in the clay soils you'll be doing a lot of damage. It's why I tell people not to rototill or prepare new beds when it's sopping wet, if you can, you know, if you can avoid it. It will do some damage. I mentioned briefly in the, at the next break, I'll try to I took a picture, and I took the pictures off my phone, but I had a nice picture of a pin oak. Those of you that live in acid soil areas, not those of you listening that are in alkaline soil, the black and white soils of Texas and other parts of the country, but if you have acid soil and you want to plant an oak that seems to be totally immune to the ice storm damage, at least so far that I've seen, the pin oak is great. I mean, it'll turn yellow and get chlorotic in the alkaline soils, but the ones that I've seen so far have not had one twig damaged because of their real stiff, strong, simple branching structure. We'll talk more about trees or any kind of landscaping or gardening that you want to discuss. Just give me a call at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have
bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Here's James in Fort Worth. Hey, James.
Yeah, my name's James Hood. And,
James, you need to listen on the phone, not the radio. You there?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
The little birds you got out, had outside your radio station there?
Yeah.
They're a cross between a sparrow and a chickadee.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I got about 1,000 of them out here where I'm at.
What, does it have a name?
I don't remember the name of them, but when you describe them, they're crossed between the sparrow and the chickadee.
Well, it's a different look than I've ever seen before, so you may be on to something. You can see the pictures. I've got decent pictures on Facebook right now, going to Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor Facebook, and you can see the pictures if you haven't yet.
Okay. That's what they are.
Okay.
They're crossed between the sparrow and chickadee.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And Gary's turn next. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Howard.
What's going on?
Per your advice here the last few years, I have started a compost pile, and I love it. It's a noticeable difference in my flower beds and everything.
Good, good.
And my question is, after Thanksgiving dinner, we had a lot of leftovers, and of course, the leftover salad went into it and some of the vegetables. But some of the vegetables, like your carrots, were heavily buttered. I mean, just lots of butter. And my question is, would that damage the compost pile? And how much butter is too much?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is butter and any kind of oil is fine in the compost pile. You know, animal fat is fine in the compost pile if it's a fairly small percentage of the pile.
Right.
You know, a natural composting situation on the forest floors where an animal dies, you know, and rots in that spot. And obviously there's plenty of natural fat related there. When there are roadkill, situations or when there's a big accident on the highway and there's a cattle truck or something, you know, that's in the wreck and a bunch of animals killed, the way they're dealt with is in big compost piles. And, and big active compost piles will completely break down and disintegrate into, you know, good compost, an animal in a very short period of time, if it's a good healthy pile that has a lot of rich biological activity in it, which, you know, any good compost pile should have. So the only way butter would be a problem for your compost pile is if the percentage was like a third of the pile or something.
Oh, no, it's 1%.
Yeah, very small percentage, no problem at all. It'll stimulate biological activity and be a beneficial part of the pile, the mixture.
Okay, good. Well, you answered my question. Thank you.
You bet.
Good luck. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Let's go to, by the way, the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Ed in Duncanville next up. Hey, Ed.
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, have a slight problem, a slight area. Beautiful oaks that so much shade that even St. Augustine grass won't grow. And the only thing we planted St. Augustine grass three different times. The only things that have ever been planted successfully are departed animals. And so we put a pavestone patio on top of that. But then the north, west side of it is got a little bit of evening sun. And it, over the years, it's kind of sloped back. And what my plan was to, we've got all this beautiful leaves. I just literally just piling it up there, add the coffee grounds, other stuff, just put an in-place compost pile, coffee grounds, whatever, and then it takes about, 6 months to be usable?
Mm-hmm. That's about right.
And then just literally take that and some that black cow that you just advertised and some other dirt, whatever we get, and just level off that area and now, that's one question. Is that a good plan? And two, is there something, can even St. Augustine grass survive in that heavy shaded area?
Well, it's a good plan, what you talked about doing with those ingredients. That'd be terrific. But it's only a good plan for ground covers and ferns and things like that. You cannot grow grass in complete shade. Ed, it's the most common question that any of us in this business get. You either can grow grass or you can grow trees. You know, once the shade and the root system of the trees is developed to, you know, to be fairly mature, you won't see grass, for example, growing, you know, in a forest situation. You're going to see understory plants and a lot of mulch on the ground and some shade-loving things. So if you want sun, you're going to have to remove some trees, but if you want the trees, you're going to have to step back and say, I got to grow something else and try some ground covers like ivy, Asian jasmine, ophiopogon, monkey grass, ferns, and things like that.
Sir, thank you very much.
I appreciate your call.
Now we go to...
He may have had something else. Call back. I'm sorry I hit the wrong button too quickly. Maggie will be next when we come back. She's got something for us. We'll start the... hour off with that. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number's 866-444-3478. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email with your email or fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get the newsletter on a weekly basis. If you want to join the Organic Club of America, you can do that. The information is there as well. Howard Garrett, Dirt Doctor. Be back.